Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President Trump says he will announce his nominee for the Supreme Court this Saturday at the White House. He had said previously he wanted to wait until services were over for late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Starting tomorrow, she will lie in repose at the Supreme Court for 2 days. On Friday, she will lie in state in the U.S. Capitol. Because of the Jewish High Holy Days, she won't be buried until next week. A vaccine advisory group to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is meeting today to consider COVID-19 vaccine priority groups, but it is delaying a vote on who will get the vaccine first, NPR's Ping Huang reports.
Since June, a key group that advises CDC on vaccines has been meeting monthly to consider how a future COVID-19 vaccine should be used. The Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, or ACIP, is meeting today to discuss who the first vaccine should go to, but a vote on the matter, originally planned for today, is not on the agenda. The ACIP has 15 voting members that comprise doctors, nurses, and public health officers. They review scientific evidence and inform CDC's guidance on how to use all vaccines approved by the FDA. When ACIP does vote, their advice will provide critical information that state and local health agencies will use to figure out who to give the first vaccines to and how to reach them. Ping Huang, NPR News.
Stocks open mixed today on Wall Street following sharp declines on Monday. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the Dow Jones Industrials are down by about 27 points.
The recent losses on Wall Street come amid the economic downturn by the coronavirus pandemic and reports of suspected money laundering involving the world's largest banks. Investors are also concerned about the diminishing prospects of a deal for a fresh coronavirus relief package as lawmakers remain in a stalemate, mainly over the cost of the measure. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell will testify today before a House panel on the government's response to the pandemic. In prepared testimony, Powell says the economy is showing marked improvement but remains highly uncertain. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Beta came ashore on the Texas Gulf Coast last night, south of Houston. Heavy rain has inundated the city, and much of Houston remains under a flash flood warning. Houston Public Media's Davis Land has more.
Area bayous are filling up and dozens of streets and highways are shut down due to high water. The area got about 7 inches of rain overnight with another 5 to 10 inches on the way. So far, though, no reports of widespread structure flooding. Forecasters expect Beta to advance slowly over the area for the next day before moving on to Louisiana and Mississippi.
Davis Land reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are now down about 40 points at 27,107. The NASDAQ is up more than 34. This is NPR. The opening session of the UN General Assembly is underway with remarks from world leaders. These are all pre-recorded because delegates are staying away due to the pandemic. President Trump's remarks are scheduled to be played this hour. Other officials who will speak include the leaders of Russia, China, and Iran. In Italy's first elections since the pandemic, the right-wing opposition leader failed to score the gains that he had hoped for. NPR Silvia Poggioli reports the results of the regional votes are a boost for Italy's fragile government.
Matteo Salvini, leader of the hard-right League Party, had campaigned tirelessly for his candidate in Tuscany, a leftist bastion for more than 70 years. This League defeat followed one in January in another leftist stronghold, a sign Salvini's populist anti-migrant and anti-European Union stance is losing appeal. The center-left Democratic Party celebrated as it held on to governorships in three regions, while the candidate of the post-fascist Brothers of Italy Party won in the Marche region. Italians also approved a referendum cutting the number of lawmakers in parliament, a victory for its sponsor, the Five Star Movement, which is allied with the Democratic Party in the governing coalition. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News.
A woman suspected of trying to mail an envelope with poison in it to the White House is expected to appear in court today. She's expected to face federal charges. The letter was intercepted at a screening facility before it reached the White House. Canadian authorities are assisting in the investigation and searched a condo in Montreal on Monday. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.